Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. All right, so today's episode is titled, Every Storm Runs Out of Rain. That's a Maya Angelou quote, so if you want to quote her, every storm runs out of rain. It's very related to, I joke around all the time, to my favorite Bible verse, which is not really, it was kind of just a common way to kind of start a sentence. It's referenced many times in the Bible, but it basically says, it came to pass, right? So basically they were saying, hey, some time has happened and we've changed something in the story. But I like to think of it as like, if I had a tagline on a t-shirt, it came to pass. All things come in life, but they also leave. Okay. So every storm runs out of rain, every single day. We have problems. We have challenges. We have opportunities. All of these are storms. Now, on a good day, let's say, you know, everything's kind of clicking on all cylinders. It's tempting to think that there's no problems or challenges. They're actually there. You're probably just handling them extremely well. Either you've had a lot of practice in the past or, you know, you're just like in the flow, right? But even during those days, there's minor things that pop up, right? Maybe there's just like little tiny hills that you can climb really quickly. But then there's some storms that are pretty major. Right? And these are storms that are probably going to last maybe, you know, a good portion of your day, maybe a few days, maybe a few weeks. If you have an accident, illness, injury, it could last a long time, right? But here's the thing, kind of like, you know, weather, you can have a small little drizzle that just comes and goes. You can have, you know, an all day kind of a rain. It's not really, you know, raining too hard. It's just like, you're definitely going to get wet when you walk out there, right? Something's going to happen. Or you could have a storm. And here in our neighborhood, we can get some pretty nasty thunderstorms, sometimes tornadoes. And we have a lot of trees. And so that causes a lot of issues for us with power outages and things like that. So these storms can be simple or not so simple, or pretty catastrophic. But here's what I know, because I'm literally looking outside right now. The sun is out. We're supposed to be like 60 degrees today, which I'm like, yes, this is good. Rain coming in tonight, making it colder tomorrow. So I'm definitely going to get outside and enjoy it today. But what I know, looking at the sun here, and we have dry weather right now, all storms come to pass. They run out of rain. So I would particularly want you to remember this, like, okay, let's say you've got a child or a grandchild, someone you're working with, or I work with a lot of teachers. So you've got a child in your classroom. Someone's having a temper tantrum, right? They're having some behavior issues. Maybe, you know, 80% of those issues are they just need to eat or sleep. And so they're acting out, right? All storms run out of rain. It's eventually going to end. Hang in there, but please don't try to stop the rain as it's coming from the clouds. That's kind of silly, right? Let the rain stop, and then you can clean up with the behavior later, okay? Let's say you have an illness or an injury, right? So let's say you get a little sliver. The other day I was at a friend's house, and I happened to run my hand over their deck and I got a little sliver of wood in my finger. Okay, well, there's, you know, do something about it, right? Take the sliver out. Yeah, it's a little sore today, but guess what? It'll be all right, right? But what if, you know, like for example, when I had my hip surgery and I needed 10 months to recover, that was a long time, right? And in the midst of it, it can be very frustrating to be like, oh, I want to be done with this right now. Why is this storm lasting so long? Well, looking back on it years from now or years from then, I can tell it was very purposeful. And it actually set me up for success where I have a much stronger hip now than I ever have. And so for me, that's good, right? But I had to constantly tell myself during that 10 months, this too came to pass. Every storm will run out of rain. We're going to be done with this soon. I just didn't know soon was going to be 10 months, right? Or you get into a bad news cycle, right? I have a friend who, she's in the political sphere. I'm not going to tell you who or where or anything like that. But long story short, she said, oh my gosh, Michelle, I have this issue. And basically it was such a minor issue that her community blew out of proportion because quite honestly, they didn't have anything else to report on. And so she was really worried about how it was going to affect her campaign. And I was like, I think you're okay. You know, you have lots of months to recover from that, right? But in essence, she was really worrying about this like drizzle storm. And so I just said, this is going to pass. Give it 24 hours. Sure enough, unfortunately, I'm not saying this is good, but unfortunately there was an accident in her community where there was one fatality of a police officer. And of course they switched, you know, the news cycle because they had something to report. So, you know, we send love out to that family and that community, of course. But what I'm saying is her storm stopped suddenly because the storm went somewhere else. Okay. Same is true if like you're experiencing a breakup, or a loss of a loved one or a loss of a pet, right? Some of those storms, and let me tell you, sometimes it's just going to be a stormy season, right? Where you might have a break in the clouds and then the rain comes back. When you honor that cycle, like think about what it would be like if you go outside and you try to fight the rain. I mean, that's just ridiculous, isn't it? What would you think about if one of your neighbors went outside and was trying to fight the rain? You might call, 911 to, you know, get them some help, some mental assistance, right? That's what we're doing when we're trying to fight these storms that are coming into our life. Instead of accepting and acknowledging, this is what we're doing right now. And, you know, what can I do? Well, first thing, try to come in out of the storm, right? So try to say, okay, I don't like getting wet. What can I do? How can I address this problem, issue, or challenge, right? The next thing you can do is ride the waves. If you feel like you've got a big storm that's happening in your life right now, and it is like flooded your place, ride the waves, okay? Eventually it's going to stop, okay? Also, let me just mention this. While it can seem like our storms come upon suddenly, sometimes they're not real sudden. We know they're coming. It's kind of like it's a slow fade. For example, if you have been working for weeks, guess what's going to happen? A storm is going to come. Maybe you're going to, you know, your body's in such a state it accepts a virus and you get a bug and you're down for 3 days and you're lamenting that this storm is here. Honey, that's not like you should have known that, right? It's a slow fade. It's like the newscaster came on and said, hey, listen, way out in the west, there's a storm. We know in 3 days it's coming and you just didn't listen. Right? So the quicker you can get to the place of like, some of these storms I might be creating for myself, the better off you will be. Okay. Also, never get surprised if there is a storm. Just say, okay, there's a storm and move on. Because if you're surprised and you're fighting and all that kind of stuff, listen, I mean, yes, there's an argument to be said the storm's going to go whether, right? But you do extend the life of it a little bit. Right? Or you can say it like this. The rain has come, but you're like, oh, let me not come in out of the rain. I'll just stand out there and yell. Or you don't come in out of the rain and you get hit by lightning. Well, you know, you just made your circumstances worse, right? And then afterwards, you know, especially after a major storm, there's usually this kind of clarity that comes. You might have to do a little bit of cleanup, right? But there's a sense of newness. Maybe you have a better understanding of your priorities. So maybe you have had a longer storm and you come out of it and you're like, okay, what's really truly important, right? I had a few years ago, I ended up with something, I can't remember what it was, but long it was a virus, and it took 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And there were some moments where honestly, all I did was sleep all day long. And I would just tell myself, I'm doing the best I can. And, reaching out to my clients saying, man, I got nothing. I can't even figure out how to email you on my own to tell you I can't have a session. And so during that time, I did what I could to come back. But after that big, big storm in my life, I had a clarity and a purpose and priorities like I never had before. It was almost like I was coming back and saying, what is the most important thing, not just in my business, but in my personal self and in, my habits and things like that. So a big storm can actually be a very clarifying thing. So don't fight it. Okay? So when we try to run from it, usually when we're trying to run from a storm, that elongates it because we're not running in the right way. So the storm is just chasing us. When we try to fight it, that's when we're kind of insane. When we try to avoid it and say, oh no, it's not that big of a deal. Like, a friend of mine years ago wanted to get married. There was some significance on St. Patrick's Day for her and her husband now, and they want to get married on St. Patrick's Day, which is awesome, great. Neither one of them were from Michigan, by the way. And she said, oh, we're going to do it outside. And I was like, no, you can't do it outside. And she's like, why not? And I described for her what it's like in March. And she's like, oh, I didn't know. And I said, exactly, you can't do it outside. So sometimes we're putting ourselves in situations where we're having, a storm. Also, complaining about it doesn't do a whole lot of good, does it? So, just consider that, if a storm is here and you're complaining about it, okay. And, you're like the one of our old neighbors. That's all he would do. The only time he'd ever like come out and talk to us was if he it was after some storm and he'd come out and he'd talk about the weather and he'd complain about the weather. Okay, but how does that help you, right? So anyway, we're all going to have storms, minor to major, throughout our whole entire life. How we look at that, what we believe about that storm, is very important. We can help shorten the storm or at least just make it better. We still have choice, freedom, and control, even though it's a storm. It all comes to pass, and every storm runs out of rain. So with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right, bye-bye.